Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my very special lady, Reverend Sheeta Crawford.
Well, thank you, my love, and thanks to all of you for joining us tonight as we continue to address some of your questions. But first, let us covet the Lord's presence.
Father God Almighty, we bless your holy name and do long for your divine presence. We thank you for the added insights that you give to your seekers who passionately desire to know you more. Therefore, we continue to search for your hidden truth as our eyes are made more aware of your soon return. Thank you for testing our hearts and blessing us with your word that is our tree of life to those who embrace it. Bless tonight's listeners. Hear their many petitions, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones, and show mercy to the innocent victims in Ukraine, and may your divine will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. And by the way, thousands of Jews are returning to their homeland from Ukraine. We donate to Bridges for Peace, who are helping them settle in. And they are reporting to expect at least 100,000 Jews from Ukraine to make Aliyah in fulfillment, of course, as we know, of God's word.
Well, he said he'd bring them home one way or another.
Yes, he did. In fact, thousands of Jews over many decades who make Aliyah have had to flee from some kind of persecution. You know, he can turn all things into good. After all, the Holocaust was a catalyst for them achieving statehood.
Well, there's been a leaker in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you probably heard about this. Suspected from a Democratic clerk in the Supreme Court over the probable overturning of Roe versus Wade, which I don't think should have ever been a Supreme Court decision in the first place. If the leaked preliminary draft holds, federal law will no longer apply, and instead each individual state will decide whether it will be legal in their own state.
So it won't be illegal to get an abortion.
Unfortunately, that is correct, but you must go to a state that allows it.
Which will be most blue states.
You mean as in California, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. So it's good news for those who live in red states, and at least it's a start.
It's a good start.
And should drastically reduce the many abortions that go on daily.
Why do you think it was leaked?
Well, probably to cause chaos and protesting in hopes the Supreme Court will not end up overturning it.
For fear of an uprising.
And as you can see, has already begun. Really sad how so many just don't care about human life. Again, another reason for God's judgment that is on the way.
And you have some news about Russia.
Well, yes. Another leak, this time about Putin. According to Business Standard and other foreign news, President Putin will undergo surgery very soon for stomach cancer. Now, Russia has not verified this, but it is also reported that he has had Parkinson's disease for over a year, but somewhat controlled outwardly with medications. However, he is said to also suffer from a schizoaffective disorder, which carries symptoms of schizophrenia, including hallucinations and mania.
Maybe that's why he's been acting so irrational.
Well, that, and he has trusted other people like his ex-KGB and current spy chief, Nikolai Patrushev, who was actually the architect of the invasion, convincing Putin that it was time to rid Ukraine of the many Nazis who have overtaken them. As well, this is a shocker. His beloved Orthodox Bishop Kirill supports it.
So, Russia's prime minister will take over till he recovers?
Well, actually, that is who it should be. But, oh no, rather it will be this right-hand spy chief, Nikolai.
Wow. You know, he could be worse than Putin.
That is a true statement, since they are already threatening with nuclear missiles. But I don't think that's going to happen until the tribulation, after the Bride of Christ has left.
Well, amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Besides, wouldn't somebody stop that from happening even from within Russia? And by the way, I just heard last week that Stalin was actually poisoned. And it was from an insider to stop him from doing any further harm. So it can happen. And by the way, that's according to the historian John O'Neill,
who wrote Dancing with the Devil.
That I hope to read someday. Anyhow, in my mind and others, this war was planned to continue, as we talked about last week.
Well, Ramadan ended Sunday.
Thank God. Hopefully, now violence in Israel will decrease. It's just so sad that approximately 15 Israelis died.
And they severely vandalized Joseph's tomb.
Yes, but Israel is restoring it. You know, these kind of attacks will always be, and that you can be sure of, at least till that so-called peace treaty of Daniel 9 is agreed to. But then it's only going to last a short while. And over here, the left's agenda keeps progressing, with the latest news coming out right after it was a sure thing that Elon Musk would be buying Twitter, you know, so that maybe free speech could be restored to this social platform. Anyhow, they quickly announced, as you probably have heard by now, a new board to tackle disinformation, and who will decide what information to discredit and ban. None other than the queen of disinformation herself, the far-left propagandist Nina Jankowicz.
It will be dangerous censorship.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's very interesting that just a few weeks ago, Obama, after learning of Elon Musk buying Twitter, he said in an interview that he thought more regulations should be put on social media platforms. And voila! A week later, this disinformation board became known. My question to you is, who is running the White House, and certainly Biden?
Obama.
I agree. The Obamas are back and calling the shots, and I have no doubts about that. I assume someone in Congress will stop this Orwellian trick, because Biden does not have the authority. It's Congress. And in fact, the First Amendment warns Congress that it should not pass any law that limits freedom of speech.
You know, we're in a perilous free fall now.
And a warning time from God that judgment is just around the corner. So saints, get out there and preach it to the lost. God desires to reward you for it at his coming rewards assembly of the righteous.
Amen to that. Okay, we had a question about the red heifer.
We do. But first, let's tell any newer listeners how they can connect with us.
Yes, you can read the many newsletters or listen to any previous programs on our webpage, shofarministries.net. You can also send us your questions, prayer requests, or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net, or just call the office and leave a very detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And please know how much we really appreciate your love offerings, which can also be made on our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Okay, a frequent listener wanted to know if the necessary unblemished red heifer is in Israel, since it had totally disappeared after Jesus died on the cross.
Why?
Well, because Jesus fulfilled that role of the unblemished, perfect heifer that has sterilized us from our sins. Now, I use that term sterilized because it was this special unblemished red heifer's ashes that contain lye, that's L-Y-E, that cleanses and washes away all bacteria, and had to be used mixed with running water, not stagnant, to cleanse the people and all the temple instruments.
So, before Christ, along with repentance, would wash away sin as well.
As a typology of the coming Messiah. Mm-hmm. Now, you can read all about its importance in Numbers 19, which details all the laws of purification. You'll read where God instructs them to wash their utensils and temple tools in running water mixed with the ashes of a red heifer. Now, how could they have known back then that this red cow contained the substance lye, L-Y-E, and only in the pure red heifer? Certainly confirms that Scripture is inspired by God.
Relay this to your skeptic acquaintances.
Okay, and again, it's a typology of Christ. And Hebrews confirms that it's through the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, that we today can be purified from all our sins. So, honey, please read verse 14 of Hebrews 9.
The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctified them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more, then, will the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?
Okay, so a few years ago, they did have a couple heifers thought to be acceptable when born, but then later saw a white or black hair. But in 2018, an all-red heifer was born and still remains unblemished.
So, the answer is yes.
Yes, it is definitely back living in Israel today under protection, so not to get injured or attacked. Because it's about time to begin Daniel's 70th and last week prophecy, since only 69 weeks of years had been fulfilled when the clock stopped to allow the church to be birthed and to grow. So therefore, soon we must leave so that the clock can start up again to fulfill the last week of 7 years that God calls Jacob's trouble.
Right. It's not called the church's trouble.
Exactly. You know, we who are filled with the Holy Spirit are restraining the evil one, so says 2 Thessalonians 2. So we must leave for the wrath of God to finally judge the unrighteous world for their sins of unbelief in him and all the demonic abominations that accompany the worship of material things, which are other gods in one's life. And it's not just the red heifer that's been bringing added temple fever.
Right. As in the snails.
Yes. Once extinct snails have returned that secretes particular purplish-blue dye used in the coloring of the high priest garments. This snail also went extinct after Christ's death. Lo and behold, some years ago, they started showing up again on the shores of the Mediterranean. And so, once again, were used to dye the high priest's garment that is right now on display at the Temple Institute.
Yeah, we saw that when we were there.
Yes, we did. And there's more. The temple's original holy anointing oil was discovered also a few years ago in a 2,000-year-old flask. Exodus 30 gives the proper formula for that.
And there's still more.
As well, with our modern technology, they have been able to accurately pinpoint certain priests having the deviated Y chromosomes in their blood, which medically identifies who can serve in the Levitical priesthood as descendants down from Aaron.
You know, this is so like God.
It's amazing what's going on. And it's not just getting the Jews excited that the Messiah is coming soon, but us believers, knowing our Messiah, will also soon return. So saints, keep looking at the big picture and all that is going on and rejoice and worry for nothing, because he's got this.
Amen.
Okay, another question.
Yes, they want to know the age of accountability is.
Oh. Well, this is an often asked question that many will tell me they have a hard time accepting, but I am 99% sure it's the age of 20. The reason is scriptural. In the Old Testament, you were not considered an adult until you turned 20, and also were not even allowed to be counted in a census. There are at least 20 scriptures that confirm what I just said. Most of them are in Numbers, but very specific. You know, the book of Numbers is all about numbering the Israelites. So let's read Numbers 1, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to number the names. Every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel.
So 20 was the age for fighting, but also for counting in the census. So now let's read verse 18.
They assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by family, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, each one individually.
Then in all the next verses up to verse 42, they separated each of the 12 tribes and counted all the men 20 years and older, tribe by tribe, till finally in verse 45. Please read that.
So all were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses from 20 years old and above.
Now you might argue that was mostly about going to war. Okay, but then how do you explain this next verse in Numbers 14, after refusing to enter Canaan, remember that, upon seeing the giants? Well, here's what the Lord said to Moses about that, verse 28 and 30.
Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you who were numbered according to your entire number, from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb and Joshua.
Because under 20, they were not held accountable. As we read in verse 31, he allows those under 20 to enter. Again, because they were not held accountable. Also, Numbers 32, verse 11, repeats the message.
Take a census of the people from 20 years old and above, just as the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt.
Also in Exodus 38, the Lord told those who were over 20 what they were responsible for when assembling the tabernacle. Anyhow, to me and a few other Bible teachers, 20 seems right in my spirit, especially for these last days. You know, evil is targeting especially our teens, who not often make good decisions as the brains are still growing and maturing.
So, all humans under 20 go to heaven.
Are there exceptions? Say if an 18-year-old purposely kills someone? Well, only God can be the judge of that. This message, however, should give all parents and grandparents more hope. Because, should the rapture occur, children whose parent or grandparent is saved, your descendants under 20 are sanctified under you and will go up with you.
So, all children go to heaven, but not all children will go in the rapture.
Well, this is how I see it. Only those who are sanctified by a parent or a grandparent. And yes, we have scripture to back that up. If you read all of Isaiah 13, it's about the grossness of the tribulation and God's wrath upon the world, and speaks of Babylon the Great that we read about in Revelation. You should also read the whole chapter on your own, and you will see that there are children in the tribulation. However, if and when they die, if still under the age of 20, during the tribulation, God will take them to heaven, and they will wait under the altar till it's all over.
So all the unrighteous and their children will be left behind.
Of the unrighteous. But those of us that go in the rapture will not see what's going on down here. We're going to be celebrating our new life and having our 7-year honeymoon under the hoopah of heaven. Aren't we all longing for that day to begin? Now, another question is, what is the number one sign that we would place above all others that assured our belief that we are that last generation before Revelation 6 begins? And the answer is...
the massive return of the Jews to Israel.
Yes, just as the Bible prophesies would happen in the last days. Now, we'll continue in that vein next week and talk about the fig tree. You know, we live in perilous times and people need answers. God expects us to be ready when anyone asks, why is this all happening? And saints of God, always remember that God is faithful. And we are soon out of here. I really, really believe that. And until then, he has equipped us with everything we need, the full armor of God that automatically is applied to those who abide in his word. His word is that armor because Jesus is the word. And remember what Paul said, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, you might not see the fruits, but planting has to come first. You might be sowing a seed to someone who will be left behind, and then will remember what you said and be a tribulation saint, of which there will be many. Why? Because of the planting his bride is sowing right now. It will not be in vain, I can assure you of that. It just might show up later. So, be about the Father's business. You got to trust him, for he is faithful. And if you are listening right now and have never made Jesus Lord over your life, now is the time. Get on your knees. Repent for waiting so long. Accept him as your only Savior and invite him into your heart. Then, and this is important, saturate yourself with his word. You should start in John's gospel because John really speaks to the church. And in fact, he never even mentions the tribulation because we're not going to be here for it. Remember, Jesus totally paid your debt for all your sins. So make him your Lord. Unless, of course, you'd rather pay for your sins yourself. In hell, I might add. But again, it's always your choice. He will never force himself on you. And that's why we're here, to decide where we want to spend eternity. To the others listening, how is your heart? Are you bathing in lukewarm, stagnant water? How well do you really know him? Is he personal to you? You know, you can make your confirmation right now to grow and become hot for the Lord. But again, that's your choice too. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Shalom, Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper. Shalom, till next time.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.